Welcome back to Pesukei Adav. We are on Brachos Daf Samech, the 60th blatt in Brachos. There are 12 psukim in total on this blatt, and we're going to be focusing on one of those psukim, which is Vayikra Yud Beis Beis. It's the beginning of Parshas Tazria, and that's where the Parsha gets its name from. Here is how it reads: Daber al b'nei Yisrael emor, speak to the children of Israel, saying, Isha ki Tazria, a woman at childbirth, v'yaldo zachar, when she will give birth to a male, v'tama shivas yomim, she'll become impure for 7 days, kimei nidas devoisa titma, for the days of her menstrual cycle, she'll be impure. So what is interesting about the Gemara over here, the Gemara quoting this in the context of trying to understand the control that a person has about the gender of one's child. The Gemara says that Ishmazriya tchila yoledes nekeva, if a man is able to emit seed first, then it becomes a female. If it is the woman who emits the seed first, it becomes a male. And then the Gemara quotes this pasuk as one of those indications. Isha ki sazria, when she ultimately will emit the seed, then it will be a male son. The Gemara describes this because we're trying to work out when is prayer effective in changing the gender of a child, how early, in what circumstances. What is fascinating to notice over here is actually, if you go back to the Torah itself and look at this pasuk in a vacuum, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out that there are two stages of creation, Zriya and Leda, that as are clearly described in this pasuk. There are two verbs here, Sazriya v'yolda. The Zriya is the stage of conception, Leda is the stage of birth. Now, that's obvious that there are two stages of creation, but what's interesting is that Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out that this is paralleled in the actual creation of the world itself. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Soif Ma'aseh B'machshava Techila, the end of creation was in his mind at the beginning of the creation, meaning even though at the beginning it was light energy and dark energy, and then there was the heavens, and then there was terra firma, all the different stages of creation. At the beginning, the ultimate creation, which was the capstone of creation, humankind, was the intent at the very beginning. Which means to say that there's a connection between Zriya and later conception and birth, and that is intention. The intent that a couple has when being together in a relationship at the time of conception has an incredible impact on what's going to be the second stage of creation, which is later. This is why holy thoughts, thoughts of love and commitment, are very important when it comes to the creation of the spiritual genome of that neshama which is being formed. So much so, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, in a remarkable insight, he talks about how at the time of Avram and Sarah, who of course were not able to have children for many decades, it talks about the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, HaNefesh Asher Asu V'Charan, the souls that they created in Charan. We are most commonly educated to understand that that refers to the people that they were Makarev, that they converted to Judaism or to monotheism at the time, and they brought some of them with them. However, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh suggests that it's not referring to those people that they brought close to the Shekhinah, it rather refers to the Neshamos, the disembodied souls which were created through their union, which means to say, they did not have the zechus of bringing down a physical manifestation, we'll call it the second part of creation, which is later birth, but they certainly did have the first part of the creative process, which was Zriya, which was conception, which meant that there were spiritual entities being formed through their union, even though they were not necessarily embodied. They did not have what we'll call the physical platform to find manifestation within this world. That's a very powerful concept that sheds a whole different perspective on the idea of the Jewish perspective of what goes on in the bedroom, of the understanding of what a husband and wife share with the third part of creation, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in every marriage, even when the outcome is not necessarily a physical child, because there's Zriya and there is Leda. And that is what the Gemara is talking about over here, is how much control do we have even at the stage of Zriya, at the stage of conception, and how important that is for the formation, not just of gender, but so many other characteristics of a child. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.